Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing for hurricanes. Hurricanes are part of life in Florida, but you can make your landscape more hurricane-resistant so that you can worry less when a storm is about to hit. The best way to protect your landscape from hurricane damage is by planting it carefully. Select trees with strong root systems, trunks, and branches. Choose species that are more wind-resistant and plant them away from utilities and structures. Correct pruning will also help trees survive hurricanes. Prune them so they develop a sturdy, well-spaced framework of healthy branches around a central leader. The canopy edge can be thinned, allowing air to pass through freely. If you think ahead and keep up with landscape maintenance, your plants are more likely to survive the hurricane season. For more information about preparing for hurricanes, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, propagating your daylilies. The beautiful daylily multiplies fairly fast and can easily be propagated at home through several different techniques. To create more plants from your daylilies through plant division, dig them up immediately after they finish flowering. Make sure you get the entire clump and shake or wash off the soil without damaging the roots. Cut the leaves off about 6 inches above the crown and divide the clump with a sharp knife. Smaller clumps can just be pulled apart. Prune the old portions of the roots to promote new root development, then plant your newly divided plants. The flower stems of daylilies often develop small plantlets. These can also be removed and rooted to form another plant. Or try your hand at starting new plants from seed. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mosquito control. Mosquitoes can really put a wrinkle in our outdoor plans, and controlling them is a constant battle during the warm months in Florida. Many commercial devices are available to homeowners trying to manage mosquitoes, but your best bet for control is to prevent infestations. Look for containers with standing water in your landscape and empty them out, and ask your neighbors to do the same. Clean debris from your rain gutters and eliminate standing water on flat roofs, AC units, and other structures. Remember to fix leaky pipes or faucets. Change the water in bird baths weekly and in your outdoor pet bowls daily. Stock ornamental ponds with gambusia fish that feed on mosquito larvae. Look for products containing the bacteria BT for water areas that can't be drained. For more information about mosquitoes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, thrips. Thrips are very small and slender insects of yellow, black, or brown, and they're a major pest on plants. Both larval and adult thrips feed using a punch-and-suck technique. They feed on leaves, buds, flowers, and even small fruit. Leaves infested with thrips dry out and have a stippled or silver-flecked appearance. You may see small brownish specks of excrement on the undersides of leaves. Infested flower buds fail to open or their blooms are deformed, while damaged flowers become streaked and discolored. You can look for thrips by shaking injured foliage or flowers over a white piece of paper. As with any pest, make sure you know what's damaging your plants before beginning treatment and always follow label instructions. For more information about thrips and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, zoned irrigation systems. A well-designed, good-quality irrigation system really simplifies watering, but it must be designed and managed properly. Your irrigation system should be divided into separate zones, each of which can deliver the right amount of water for the plants it contains. For example, flower beds have different irrigation requirements than lawn areas. If your irrigation system doesn't currently follow this pattern, now's a good time to update it. There are different sprinkler types for the different areas of the landscape. Rotor-type heads are typically used to water turf areas, while pop-up and other spray-type heads are used in planting beds. To potentially save water and money, install a drip or micro-spray system in your planting beds and make sure you have a rain sensor. For more information about irrigation systems and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.